This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special bonus episode of An Audience of One. And boy, we're in for a treat. One of the funniest headliners ever to work for me. Here's my good friend and buddy, Milt Abel. Milt, it's so great to connect with you. We had such a good time on the podcast interview. I thought I'd call you back and see if you had anything you're working on.
Sure, I'll tell some joke or two, but I'm very impressed with how busy your hands can be. It sounded like more than one person when the applause happened.
Well, for an audience of one, there was a lot of applause.
Yes, there is. You have a skill as a candy wrapper in a Lucy episode. All right, so, I'm glad that the vibe is good, because I'm not as nice a guy as I come across. I was mean to my cat the other day. I was playing with my cat.
No.
And let me start this by saying I was mean. I know I was mean, all right? So let's don't judge more than I've already judged. What I'm saying is we're playing, and my cat kind of it scratched me. So I let it know that I didn't want that to happen, so I gave it a little choke. Not cut off its hair, but just enough to get it to try and bite my thumb, which pissed me off even more. And so I said, okay, you want to rock and roll, cat, I went and got a towel. Now, this is, I don't know what, I guess I was upset about driving early in the day. I rolled up the towel and I snapped the cat.
No.
And, it was way, way disproportionate. I realize now it was the same as a human being being popped by a camping tent. So
exactly.
I felt bad about it. How much can a cat understand? Even with lots of charts and diagrams, I'm sure that cat thought, hey, we were playing. Then you started choking me, its ears went back, and I think when one ear goes back, I think they're confused. Have you ever seen a cat just put one ear
right
back? Yeah. Anyway, I just got a postcard from the club owner in El Paso, Texas. I worked for years in El Paso, Texas. And one night, the big thing to do in El Paso is to go across the river into Mexico and go to the honky tonks or worse. And so one night we all decided, me and Jeff Wayne, that's the name
right.
You remember.
Jeff Wayne,
and
funny guy.
John Hinton. John
Hinton. Oh, yeah. John?
Yeah.
Did the cat go?
What's that?
Was the cat there?
The cat didn't go, no. He'll come back in the story in a second. Good question. We went across the river to see a woman relax with a donkey.
Okay, so everybody in the audience, we know what relax with a donkey means. Okay, good.
And she'd have to relax if you think about it. But anyway, we went into Mexico to this bar, and I remember specifically Club 88. Stay away from it, folks. Club 88, and we're all drinking at the bar. I just went to go have fun. I'm not interested in that. Well, there were women there that were, wanted to do more than just talk.
And, really?
And I was just, I had a girlfriend. It's not my style to cheat and everything that stuff. This one gal wearing a mesh top and nothing underneath the mesh top and very wholesome protuberances.
Healthy girl
takes my hands and puts them on her breast. And I just go, no, and she grabbed my wrists and started wiggling my wrists, to move them into her breasts. And I go, I'm just here to drink and watch. And so I joked and turned to my friends and can you believe this? And then I felt something hit my face. Some liquid hit my face. And I looked at her and I looked around. There's no squirt. And she had squirted me with her breast milk. She had lactated on me.
No.
And yes. And so I go, I'm getting out of here. This is too much for me. And we go out to several bars that night, and it's getting late. The other guys just don't want to party. And I go, I look at my wrist to look at my watch, say, we should get back. Hey, where the hell's my watch?
Oh.
And Bart Reed, the club owner, a little more experienced, said, did anybody by chance earlier tonight grab your wrists firmly or squirt you?
Bob was experienced. Okay.
And so I suddenly realized that, oh, yeah, someone did. That girl took my watch. So we go back to the club, that club, and he complains to the club, the bar, who the lady behind the bar was kind of like the madam of the house and the barkeep. And he's complaining there in Spanish. I don't know any Spanish, but I see the gal that squirted me behind her. And I point at her, and I point at my wrist, and point at her, going, "You took my watch, you little squirt gun." And they go, "Well, okay, well, maybe it fell out on the floor. Get out $10; it'll help us look for it."
Oh, geez, so, they're holding it ransom.
Exactly. So I held out a $10 bill where they could see it, and they went behind the curtained door, and I heard them yell at each other in Spanish. And half a second later, comes back with the watch, and I grabbed it and I kept my $10 and walked out. So I got my watch back. The sad part of the story is obviously this woman was nursing. She had to go home, and the baby probably said, "Well, I'm still hungry." And she said, "Well, that's all I have." He goes, "Baby," I said, "well, where's the watch?"
It's like one or the other, babe. Come on. I can't believe she lactated on you and stole your watch. But that's a good way to get your avert your attention.
Yes, it was. It was probably the best. And what's interesting, I can't wait to go to a party where a psychic's working and touching things and telling the history of them. She's going to touch this watch and go, she's going to pull one ear back like a cat.
Right. <She's... laughs> That's great. Oh, man, that's funny. Well, Milt, thanks for sharing that unique story with our audience.
Sure, it is very unique, isn't it? Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't happen every day. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Juarez, Mexico, don't go to Club 88 and watch out for the squirt guns. All right. Well, thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Milt, for being here.
You're welcome, Scott. My pleasure.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.